Jane Austen isn't often seen as a wartime novelist because her novels seem to be so focused on the ballroom and, you know, domestic interiors and the lives of young women. But actually, for most of her adult life, Britain was at war with France. And certainly when Pride and Prejudice was written, when it was composed in the 1790s, and then when it was revised in 1812, Britain was in the middle of war on a massive, unprecedented scale. And I think that is an important context for the novel, partly because of the military presence in the novel. Wickham and the other soldiers who arrive in Merrytown are an indication of the international situation. And moments, for example, when they move off to Brighton and Lydia wants to go because all the soldiers will be there, it's a moment of high excitement, but it's also a moment that draws awareness to the vulnerability of Britain, because Brighton's on the south coast. That's the most likely place for the French to invade. So there is this kind of context. And I think part of the lightness and the brightness of Pride and Prejudice is in defiance of a moment of kind of international gloom and uncertainty. And this is partly why her novels have always appealed to people in conflict situations. Churchill, it was one of her biggest admirers, and it was Pride and Prejudice that he was reading during the London Blitz, because it just represented something, I think, that he thought was worth fighting for.